From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Look around Paris at the cafes, the metro, the bakeries, and you can see many unrivaled comforts of urban life. But when you look down in Paris, you can see many discomforts of urban life that have largely disappeared from the sidewalks of cities less charming and more crudely fed. You inevitably must look down in Paris so as to avoid the ubiquitous droppings of Parisian dogs, whose owners, unlike most American city dwellers, are not obliged to pick up after them. Well, all this is about to change. Philippe Chatenay is a French journalist with the political weekly Marianne, and Philippe Chatenay first explained, when other cities around the world required dog owners to scoop up, Paris mobilized a kind of municipal pooper scooping fleet instead. Is that right?
That is indeed correct. The thing is, of course, that a vast number of Parisians own pets, and especially dogs, and so in electoral terms, any measures to force dog owners to clean up after their animals has always been seen as political suicide. Our former mayor, Jacques Chirac, attempted I don't know how many schemes to reduce the amount of dog doo-doo on the sidewalks of Paris. They were awareness campaigns, they were specific areas of the streets set aside so that the doggies could do their little needs, and indeed it got to the state where we had a fleet of garish green motorcycles called motocottes, equipped with a sort of a vacuum cleaner, which would zip around on Paris sidewalks trying to clean up after the dogs. But all this was very expensive and not at all efficient.
Yes, you say trying to clean up after the dogs. It's not as if they succeeded all that well in cleaning up after the dogs.
No. The thing is, of course, that this was rather expensive, a man and his very technologically advanced motorcycle. And so I think it was more a question of the pooper scoopers being outnumbered by the poop.
Well, all this is about to change, I gather, because of the left-green coalition that now runs City Hall in Paris.
Yes, indeed. The new mayor, Bertrand Delanoë, has decided to take a quite different tack in terms of municipal politics. So there is going on now an awareness campaign. They're setting up dispensers of plastic bags in the favorite areas of dogs, and with instructions to the owners on how to pick up after their animal. And, of course, the most important part is that now there will be much heftier fines if your dog leaves his droppings on the sidewalk, up to $150, and that is something quite new in France.
Now, apart from the potential health hazards of the dog droppings because of what they might contain, there's simply the hazard of slipping on them, which is a serious problem in Paris.
Yes, indeed. Apparently, every year, many hundreds, I'm told, of Parisians slip and fall because of dog doo-doo. And so if they can clean up the sidewalks, it'll do lots of good for the emergency rooms in hospitals in Paris.
Well, in this classic political conflict between the individual desires of the dog owners and the collective needs of the community of Paris, who is going to prevail?
Well, I would tend to believe that if the combination of stronger laws and stronger fines has worked basically through large cities throughout the world, there is no real reason why Paris should be different. On the other hand, of course, you know our French love of traditions, and it's going to be an interesting contest, I think, to see whether the police and the traffic wardens will actually be brave enough to systematically give a fine to any offending dog owner.
Well, Philippe Chatenay, thank you for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
Philippe Chatenay of the French political weekly Marianne.